This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. The Mid-Hudson News reports that Dutchess County may join a Central Hudson clean energy program and buy 4 electric cars. The Dutchess County Legislature needs to approve the purchase, which would mean the public also gets access to 4 dual-port Level 2 charging stations, which would be placed around the county. County Executive Marcus Molinaro said the purchase of the vehicles, quote, goes hand in hand with our efforts to promote clean, renewable energy throughout Dutchess County, end quote. Lawmakers will consider the purchase at the September 11th meeting of the Dutchess County Legislature. Read the full story in the Mid-Hudson News. Eric Anderson reports in the Albany Times-Union that just in time for Labor Day weekend, gasoline prices are headed up. Capital Region prices are up nearly 4 cents since the beginning of the week, perhaps because of speculation about future hurricane-related shortages. Construction work at Penn Station in New York City, however, should be complete this weekend, and Amtrak has said it expects to have the station operating at full capacity by September 5th. Governor Andrew Cuomo also announced August 30th that lane closures for road and bridge construction projects on New York highways will be suspended from Friday, September 1st through 6 a.m., Tuesday, September 5th. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. And New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman warned August 30th about being wary of unscrupulous charitable efforts when making donations to help hurricane victims in Texas and Louisiana. Quote, unfortunately, there are always some who attempt to take advantage of a tragedy to line their own pockets at the expense of those who are truly in need, end quote, he said, mentioning unsolicited phone calls as being especially suspect. Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple warned about Facebook pages and bogus charity websites soliciting donations for flood victims. Quote, these cyber criminals are exploiting this disaster by using fake social media accounts and websites. Whenever a natural disaster strikes, many of us ask, how can we help? Giving to help those impacted is good, but it's important to donate to a legitimate charity that has experience getting help to those affected quickly, end quote. Apple said in a statement released by his office August 30th. In Albany, September 1st, there will be a benefit concert at the Low Beat to benefit the Galveston County Food Bank. Some of the performers include Graham Tichy and Ian Carlton, Michael Eck, Steve Candleton, and Andy Sink and the Pool Boys. The local Red Cross reports they have many volunteers signed up to help. Quote, we are overloaded with volunteers right now, said Kimmy Venter, the regional communications director for the Red Cross. The Red Cross did announce new training sessions for potential volunteers September 5th in the Red Cross office at 33 Everett Road in Albany, with locations still to be determined, September 7th in Poughkeepsie and September 9th in Utica. There will also be a session September 13th in the Saratoga Music Hall at 474 Broadway in Saratoga Springs. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.